Good morning, Ken.
And Dave, if you're still listening, and C9B Bubble.
Leon, how you doing today?
Doing well. Hope you're doing the same. Get a night's rest and get a little bit of rain this morning. Not too bad. A little drizzle. And made it through the cattle chute. I'm free and clear now.
You must have been in a black hole when I called out. There ain't no rain down here.
Dave called out way earlier, and then you called out. I'd have to wait until I get within earshot, I guess. Diesel has dropped 2 cents up in Intersville, down to $3.15 a gallon.
It's all over the place right now. I see. Speaks here's $2.89, and we picked it up down there in Belton for, I don't know, $2.49, I think.
No, it's kind of a wild ride here. Yeah, but I'm just saying the stock market's doing so well. Fuel prices sure haven't done that well. At least not down in the low country, up in the mountains. Kind of doing okay. Versus the Sam's Club, whatever it is. Which, they went from 317 to 315. And the QT, which is normally the new QT that opened up, they're still up at the 329 a gallon. Kind of weird, all over the place. Oh well. Can't predict the fuel prices, that's for sure. Today I'm going to Williamston. I know you're going to the same old place.
We went down 25 past Donaldson, headed out that way over the weekend, and it was a lot cheaper.
What's it doing down that way? That's kind of unusual. Every now and then, me and the wife will take a ride over to Easley. We have a reason to pass through there and stop at the Ollie's there. But come to find out, we're getting an Ollie's in Hendersonville. My wife is tickled about that.
We used to pick up our coffee, our K-cups there. They usually have a pretty good deal on it. I was headed down 25. My son lives down there below, Ware Place. And that. So we went down there. He had a couple of things. He needed hauled to the dump. And then we ran on down to Greenwood. They had bought some bookshelves off a marketplace. So I had to go down and help him pick those up on Saturday.
We like the flea market down there. That's pretty good. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say now. Darn it. Must not have been important. But, yeah, Ollie's is pretty good. We like to shop there. Just get some neat stuff. Flea market, you get some neat stuff, too. I still got these three generators. I've got to sell two of them. Well, one or two of them, anyway. And probably two of them. I don't need three, in addition to what I've got. But I was thinking about going over there. I tried the flea market up here in Hendersonville, up there, the one on Fletcher. Been there twice. Nobody liked to look at them, and ain't nobody want to get off the money. I thought about taking it down to the jockey lot.
I've been down to the jockey lot. We went weekend before last over here to the barnyard over here by BMW. Walked around it for a little while.
That was over there. I'm a little bit closer to that one. Usually we go with my son, that's where we'll end up going. That one over there in the barnyard. I have a cappuccino that I really like that I get from Ollie's. And it's hard to find the ketchup when they have it actually in stock. Because, you know, Ollie's, they get great stuff cheap, so you gotta get it when you can get it. But so we had one of the coffee makers, and it kind of went on the fritz. So I ordered a new one, and it'll be here today. I'm kind of looking forward to getting that back in so I can get my cappuccino in the morning.
I drank cappuccino. I already have my one cup for this morning, and I'll get some more when I get to work.
Shocked the wife this morning. What do you want to drink? Carry with you, because I always carry something with me. Got a big old stainless steel, it's not a thermos, but the next size down from a thermos. And I do have a thermos, but I don't carry that quite as much as the one I carry down. And it does a pretty good job keeping me hydrated all day long. Instead of getting what I normally get, it's got water this morning. It says, are you okay? Yep, turn over the leaf of my life. Thought I was hauling yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I just can't believe you make any money.
Boxes, I could have carried that on the, put on the back of the trailer. No, they put it on the pallet, put it all the way up in the front. Keep reminding them, you got just that little bit. Don't put it all the way up front, spread the back. So, of course, where I needed to be, over at Donaldson, I tied a strap to it, just drug it back to the back of the trailer after I had to climb in there. And then after you climb in there and drag it up to the back of the trailer so you got a fork truck to get it, then you got to climb out the back of the trailer without falling, you know. Get too old for that climbing.
Pretty not.
They're all filled up. The people get unloaded. I guess it's an NC9B mobile.
GFW mobile. Well, at least you weren't over on the drive axle.
Then I had they threw something else on me yesterday after my run, and that was right around the corner over there in Greer. But man, it took over two hours to get me loaded. And all it was wooden pallets.
That's going to be my bad spot. So it took 2 hours to get one pallet loaded.
The trailer up with pallets. So it was all wooden pallets, not tied together. I think just stacked and stuck in the trailer, so of course I had to strap them down in the back. They're going to Anderson today. Oh, actually, they went to Anderson yesterday. So hopefully, I'll do the drive this morning and see how they fared when they got there.
The pallets in on a flatbed.
We like to keep them dry, I guess. I don't know.
They're oak, so they're heavy.
Nice pallets.
Kind of certain specification on them and that, because usually you got 2,000 pounds of drums on them, so they want to make sure they don't break.
They fall off because of puncture in it, and then you got a hazmat. Dry land. It's looking better as we go. Getting ready to turn left here on the 290.
I've been out 290.
Campground, they put it right there, the 290 and 25.
Thing long to get full up, did it?
They built a brand new bathhouse. Got a brand new bathhouse in there. Of course, it's more one side than the other, so I guess if you're going to stay there, you better stay the other side closer to the bathhouse if you want to use it.
See a name or a contact information to even figure out how much it was costing.
I figure they're at 55-60 a night now, so they're around that ballpark. So, I think they probably, did they get a name out here? Well, I'll tell you in a second. Kind of, some another. A nice lit sign in the front, right at the entrance. They were full up there for a while. They got a few vacancies in there now. So, I don't know if they went up with the price or just, you know, because of the vacancies, but you can get in there now.
Doing up there, the daughter lives in an old mobile home park. Getting rid of all the trailers and just going to make it be an RV park, because there's a hunting club right there, and then there's also a dirt track right there. So I guess they figured they'll make a living out of that.
Yeah, and it won't be hard to convert them over. Instead of each one's already got a pedestal there, you can just put the outlet, the breakers in. Your brake is already in. I guess it's coming it out one in.
It converted over. And everything had, each one had a septic tank. So, that should work out.
A little overqualified in the feed line going to the pedestal, but, hey. What do you know? I don't know.
Apartment complex over here in Duncan, they must be, or actually Lyman, they must be having trouble getting full up. They're advertising a month free rent to move in.
money in there. I know they've built apartments all over Hendersonville. Apartments, townhomes. I mean, they had townhomes started over $200,000. Like, wow.
Person can't afford to move now.
Can't. I mean, if you sold your place, people are like, well, I'll sell my place, get a pretty penny for it, and then I go live somewhere else. You can't afford to replace what you got. That's the problem. The NC9B.
GFW, yeah, you definitely got that right. You can't afford to move. It's just going to be too expensive, and they want too much for property.
Or if you buy the property and improve it yourself, but golly, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, my son, he sold a piece of his land, and they put a $300,000 house on it.
Just get a piece of land and put you a slab and a little covering over it, and you can just pull your RV up under it.
I guess it'd be a two-car carport, advertised for $700. But, that'd be a heck of a deal. But you gotta go over there, dismantle it, and move it. I'll have something over my camper, but me and the wife were talking, the other day. I really would like to, trade up, if you will.
Cover mine, I need to at least get a cover for it, you know, to put on and tie down. That's something to help protect the roof. I need to get up there and clean it.
We bought ours from, he was actually the third party, but the guy he bought it from had just had the whole roof armor coated, and then I stand by that. So whoever put it on there did a really jam up job, no problems whatsoever. It's getting up in a few years. As I said, when I say trade up, I think I'm going to downsize a little bit in size just to make it a little bit easier to haul. And we really don't need the square footage that this one has. So a little bit smaller, but a little bit newer. And I think I'm probably sticking with a fifth wheel. Thought about going just a regular tag along. I'm not sure yet. Depends. Because I'm not sure I'm going to keep this truck forever or, you know, I wouldn't mean. It would be a bad idea to downsize, since I don't need another haul of power, but then I got still got my tractors and my trailer to haul, so maybe I'll keep the truck. We'll see.
The 23 model, I bought it new in 24, so it's still doing good, but it's just right for us. It's 25 foot is what they call it on that tag along, but it pulls good and it does good, so I can't complain.
Does I have aluminum or fiberglass? I guess it is.
Yeah, it's like a fiberglass. They call it Azel or something like that.
Problem with the back side of mine, a little bit delaminated. And I need to take somebody to see if they can fix it.
Like an open floor plan. It's when you put the slide out, you know, you can. It just got big open area in the center, and you know, a lot of counter space, so it works out good for us. Season don't feel so claustrophobic. And the good thing about ours is you can access everything, and everything still works even with the slide in.
You have one slide? How many slides do you have? That's the design I would prefer. I've got three slides. And as old as ours is, it's time to replace the slide seals. And, I've already replaced one of them, the big one. But they're kind of a chore to do. So I like to scale down at least one slide and no slides, actually. I keep teasing the wife, tell her we'll get one of those little mobile casitas, la casita. It's like a little pod. It's two pieces of fiberglass molded together. You got a bottom piece and a top piece. It molds them together. Guaranteed never to leak.
As we see, it's something not going to leak, right?
Companies out there make really nice ones, but they're so pricey. expensive. I mean, you can pull it with a small, you know, a Tacoma, tow it no problem. But, man, they went a pretty penny. Almost like their Airstreams.
Some small ones, but dang, they went the same price as this one. This one was a year old, still new on the lot, so I picked it up for like half price. So that was a good deal.
If I buy a new one, give me last year's model and knock a big chunk off the price. But, yeah, those Airstreams, they hold their money. I really, really, I don't know if you ever been in one of the Brinkley models. Man.
Wanted to look inside one. We haven't got to look in that Airstream. I know everybody that has one, I mean, they just love them and they always keep buying, you know, upgrading and trading them in and that. But I talked to a guy, he had the same truck I have and that, and the camper weighed the same. He didn't get any better gas mileage than I did out of it.
Makes a good camper now. But they like their Airstreams. But his other brand, the Brinkley, man, they're laminate siding like yours and mine. I don't know if it's Azel or whatever they call it, but man, that's a beautiful camper. They're like high end. They run close to 100, 80 to 100. Man, they're nice campers.
Call it for a camper. Think about the Airstream is that they're low. You know what I mean? So a lot of the places you go in, you drag the back when you go, you know, go in.
Yeah, my, the guy, he had a large Airstream, and that's what they lived in while they were building their home. They built a log cabin. Well, he sold the camper after it sat for a long period of time. He didn't have people come up. He sold it to somebody, and I guess that somebody filed it sometimes, or they weren't using it or something. So he ended up buying it back. He went on the property. That's a, you know, he comes, the kids would come visit or something, they'd stay in the Airstream. And had a thing for years and years, and then moved it over to the other piece of property he has up in the mountain. And then my other neighbor, the one that moved in down below us, he wanted it, wanted to buy it, and he ended up not being able to afford it or something, or he wouldn't sell it to him or something. But man, that camper got bounced around for years and years, and it's probably still going strong wherever it went.
Georgia one time, and there was an Airstream pulled in, a smaller one, and they were traveling. It was like his 20-something Airstream. You know what I mean? Every time he'd get one, somebody'd really like it, and they'd go ahead and buy it from him, and he'd go buy a new one.
So I wouldn't want the big one. I'd want the medium-sized one. But, you know, it's all aluminum, so it's light. It's not as heavy as a normal fiberglass camper. But, man, yeah, they have some nice campers out. I don't mind going and looking. But then I get tied up, well, maybe I want a motorhome instead.
We went and had the RV show there in Greenville in January. We went and just spent 8 hours walking through and writing down what we liked, what we didn't like. And most of the ones we liked were on the same lot, so that helped out.
That run that I make down to Anderson, there's a closet place along I-85, and they redo closets, I guess, and make the hanging stuff for your clothes and everything. They had 6 Brinkley campers out there. I guess they're redoing the closets in all of them. And I bet those things will be nice.
On the right side, going headed south.
I'll remember seeing it.
First parked out there, they all look like they were the same.
Brinkley camper, you figure they're close to 100K each, and all of them get brand new.
It has a little closet on each side of the bed.
Yeah, we've got the whole front, all the way across the front of ours is a, I don't know if it's a walk-in closet, but it's got the mirrored sliding doors, and so the whole, all the way across the front is a closet.
Man, a big tractor-trailer dump truck pulled in onto the interstate. Never seen one. It's got triple axles in the back, but two of them are up. You I mean, I guess he's unloaded, so two of them are up off the ground.
The tractor that we had before, we got this one. It had the duals, the tandems on the back of the tractor, and the inside, the ones closest to the cab, they would raise up. And you only needed them when you were, the trailer was heavy. When the trailer was heavy, it would automatically deploy the tandem wheels. It's pretty cool. Tires and fuel.
Tires mostly. I mean, he was running on four on the back end of the trailer, and he had eight of them up in the air.
Well, that's friction, so you're saving a lot of fuel.
AFW.
Clear the QT here on weight half to $3.59 a gallon. Yeah, we have that. Over 40 cents a gallon difference.
Yes.
You staying in? It's not going to be me. Trick lately?
I want to say last Friday. He was headed somewhere, but the repeater was terrible. I mean, normally he'd have a good signal, but he was terrible. He ended up calling me on the phone.
I don't know what's going on with it, but it's not quite as clear as it used to be. It's like a fringe area here just in Greer. Kind of weird. But yeah, must be laying low. I haven't heard him in a while. I know he called the net Sunday night, but other than that.
Happened is, I don't know, stepfather or somebody was a relative that was older that needed to go to the doctor and some things, so he was doing that.
Telling me about that, but I don't know. And Jody's not in there this morning. What the heck? Where's everybody at this morning? Gonna shake the woods and get Dave to come back in here. I'm listening. Okay, 4NXY into C9B.
Car hauler, he's in a hurry. He came up on the back of that Warner and then he signaled to get over. I mean, he was barely clear me.
Vehicles like to avoid them and some of the other companies I won't name on here, but I see one of those, I try to avoid them, give them a little distance.
I flashed him over and he came on over. He's gone now.
N4AZE, good morning.
NZE, good morning. Glad to hear you in this morning.
Good morning, dude.
KN4TSW. Hey, good morning, guys. Is it Kenny and NVNV? Is it Leon?
You got it. Good. I'm proud of you.
Hey, okay, not bad this early in the morning. I stumbled in the shop here. It's, we've had some rain.
It's coming.
I'm free. You know, it looked so good yesterday and all this, and last night, and then got 4 inches dripping.
Cut my back grass as high as the mower would go on Sunday, and then yesterday when I went back, I lowered it down an inch and cut it again, and I guess today I'll have to cut it another inch.
And it's growing fast, too. We just had it cut last Wednesday, and it needs it again. What were y'all talking about? Something about on road trucks or something?
About the certain trucks, Ken had a car hauler cutting kind of close, and I was telling him, yeah, certain trucks I like to kind of avoid. Car haulers is one of them, and there's other a couple other company trucks I try to avoid on a regular basis.
He was in a hurry.
I guess in those tankers, you don't know what's in them. You know, they're full of something.
Have one of the hazmat books, you know, and I worked in my other job, and you read those placards that are on the tankers, which they're, you'd be surprised if it's rolled up down our roads that, you know, something happens to that tractor trailer, you're supposed to cordon off the area and evacuate certain distances. Yeah. That's some really bad stuff right around on these highways.
Find some flankers for all those tankers we send out.
What else do you think they'd have?
Kinds of acids and methanol and highly explosive and all kinds of stuff we send out.
You're frightening your fellow ham.
I made it to work, but yeah, you'd be surprised that it's chlorine gas sending to haul in the railroads that haul it on these trucks. So, as I say, I don't, you know, if you're in your personal vehicle, stay away from the tractor trailers and the tankers. Y'all have a great day. Dude, good to hear you in there, man. And Ken, have a great day. Catch your brother down the log, NC9B.
7-3 Leon, have an awesome day. Be safe out there. KN4 TSW.
I wish you could have made it in here earlier, Leon. Toodles, have a safe day in 4AZ. Work, are you, Ken?
Yeah, about a half mile from turning down the road to the gate. Up late.
Yep.
It was pretty quiet this morning.
Or anybody, Eric?
Probably tomorrow. I mean, I called out, you know, when I left the driveway, but Leon was in the black hole. He could tell it was me, but he couldn't get back to me, so I had to wait till he was clear of that to call out. So it's just been me and Leon until you popped in.
You know what woke me up this morning, but I woke up and I was like wide awake, it felt like, until I got down here and I plop down this recliner and turn the radio on, and I can't wake up.
I had to swore to myself, I didn't sleep well for some reason.
Any thunderstorms last night?
Slight little shower, no storms on that, but I think it's supposed to be clear today and tomorrow on that. Like I said, I'm up here in Spartanburg now, rolling to the gate. It's dry.
Through and I looked on the radar and it looked like something just had gone by us, and I wondered if it had thunder and it woke me up.
I might say 7-3 and get my party started. So you have an awesome day. Tell Miss Vicky we said hey, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Short one. We'll try to catch earlier next time. Don't work too hard. Just take it easy. Stay away from explosive stuff. Toodles, info.